The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska visits Penn State on Saturday, a 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Questions are good.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Chris Heady, the Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Chris, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, so obviously it's been tough sledding the last few weeks, but who are maybe one or two players that you've seen, you know, speak up or, you know, take more of a leadership role in the last few weeks?
Well, I think definitely Chris Weber and Tanner Lee are really good that way. I think that their leadership has been solid and stable, and I think they're really well-respected guys.
Have you seen Mick Stoltenberg at all?
Oh, yeah. You should add that. Mick's good and consistent every day as a leader.
Great. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. You have a follow-up from Chris Heady, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, might as well go again.
Go.
Danny Langsdorf said a little bit yesterday that Patrick seems to have improved a little bit over the season. Even have you seen, you know, him play better in practice, or I guess have you seen him improve this season as that, you know, backup quarterback at all?
You know, Patrick is a talented guy that has never really taken a back seat and just kind of floated back there as a backup quarterback. He's been engaged and really, really wants to be a player. So he has stayed engaged and worked hard. And in practice yesterday, you know, it was actually rather seamless with him taking the snaps because Tanner was not able to.
And then just one last thing. Andrew Bunch is obviously kind of the emergency guy. What do you like about his game? What does he bring to the table?
Oh, Andrew's solid, solid guy, and has actually spent a good bit of this season as the scout team quarterback, and the defensive staff loves the work that he's done. He's very conscientious, very, very good person, and an efficient player at quarterback.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question is from Sean Callahan, HuskOnline.com.
Hey, Coach, just an update on Tanner. I guess after one day, where are things at in that protocol? Is he continuing to advance, and or do you remain optimistic that we could see him play on Saturday?
I'm remaining optimistic, but you know that protocol. It goes day to day, and so it basically, I think he's cleared one hurdle, and so we go to the next one. He certainly won't practice today, so we'll see what the next step brings. But I'm remaining optimistic that he will be able to play.
And then what are the challenges with Bunch that he's been on scout team all year as far as just repping him with the actual offense, since he hasn't really been able to do that probably since fall camp?
That is a great point. The one thing I will say about it, he's in every quarterback meeting every day. So as far as the intellect, academic part of what we're doing, I think he's in touch with it. Now, you make a great point. He hasn't hardly had any reps running the offense. But he took his turns as the backup yesterday, and because of his year-long preparation, did a nice job. That was also rather seamless, so I was impressed by him and appreciated the work that he's put in.
Who would be, if you had an emergency number 3 with Jebbia redshirting, who is the emergency number 3 in practice right now?
Zach Darlington.
Okay.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.